Blog Talk Radio.
I forgot to turn the music down. I was getting into it.
I'm sorry.
That's how I keep right on singing, baby.
Yeah, right? I love the way. I love it when she sings. It makes me happy. Do it, girl. Woo!
Well, thank you. All right. So, this is Fixinista, so I do need to let y'all know. EA apparently are getting tired of us bad mouthing them, so they sent us a copy of Sims Showtime.
Yay!
So, hopefully there will be some new Pixinista picks from the new stuff they put in the game. We'll see.
We'll see if they actually hold up their end of the bargain.
But I do want to share. Yes.
Three.
Well, you know that ain't gonna happen. I tried to get them to do was a digital copy, and they refused.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, before Origin, I could understand because, you know, if you get a digital key before Origin, you could give it to anybody. I understood
that. Yeah, exactly.
But now...
if it's attached to an account, you know, there's only one
thing. Yeah, nothing I can do with it.
You can go in there and kill all of Corey's little Sims. That's good.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, they're not online, unfortunately. Well, fortunately. But I am going to share, and this just came to me, mostly because I'm sipping Dr. Pepper and the caffeine just hit my system. My favorite Pixinista Sim pick, somebody made some fishnets for their Sims.
Ooh, and you know, you never let me introduce the show.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, and then I'll tell you. You can watch our Facebook page if you're listening live to see the fishnets.
All right, it is it March? It's March. I'm tired. It's March 6, 2012, and it is actually time for Pixinista. It's Tuesday. And what's a Pixinista, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. A Pixinista is a pixel fashionista. That's right. We made up that word. We're going to copyright that bitch. If you take it, we'll have to cut you. I'm just saying.
They're going to cut you. I'm just going to stab you.
You know, actually, I prefer blunt force, so I'll just beat him over the head. Okay.
Very nice. So she's going to knock you out with a candlestick. I'm going to stab you. And Corey's going to cut you up into little pieces.
Mm. And then rub lemon juice in the cuts.
That's right. See, she knows me well. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I'm talking about.
I know. And if you're wondering, we are the estrogen trifecta that rules the airwaves. I'm Snow White. Yep, I'm the one who likes a blunt force trauma. And we have, you know, that could be taken so many ways.
Oh, it could be given. Wow.
It could be taken and given and all right, I'm gonna be over in my box.
Hot, especially going with the picture you linked.
Right? Oh my god.
Wait a minute, there's pictures? There's more pictures?
No. The one that, you know, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Hit over the head with that thing and knock the fuck out. All right. Anyway, moving on. We also have Corey/Gamenatrix. She is the one who likes to cut people and rub lemon juice in there.
Chili chill then. Yes, bleach as well.
Oh, don't forget to add a little salt, too. That always works.
Mm, the salt doesn't work so well after the bleach. And you just want to get...
If you mix it all together.
No. There's a special way.
Oh.
See, you want to make a very shallow cut. And you don't want to put the lemon juice in the cut. You want to put it around so that when they're trying to scratch it...
Ooh.
You see what I mean?
Nice. That's nice. Okay. I remind you never to piss her off. I'm
sure. That's not even pissed off. That's just. Okay, I got issues. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then our third party, the person who makes up our trifecta, our triforce, is Ginger Rocks.
Whoops, it's me.
Ginger.
I'm the one who wants to stab you in the eye with hot fry.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Hot fries in the eye could be very dangerous.
It could be. Could be.
I think I just like to leave. I just like to leave bruises.
I'm not about the bruises. That's evidence.
I don't care. I just want to beat the fuck out of somebody. Woo! All right, I'm a little feisty today. It's probably a good idea that I'm not talking to anybody because I will get my ass in trouble.
Okay. So,
anyway, back onto our Sims with the picture of the fishnets, yes?
I am actually tweeting that. This is our Sims 3 picks and needs to pick. You know, I think we're going to start doing that every week. It just came to me. I forget that we have all this technology because, you know, I've been around so long doing this before we had Twitter and Facebook, and it was a lot more difficult. So,
did you just call yourself old?
No, I meant we've been around. We're old,
okay,
in generally speaking. Mm-hmm.
In technology terms, yes.
Yeah, to say no, we don't get over, 21? We stay 21 forever, some stuff
like
that.
Yes, exactly.
21, I'm 17. I don't know what y'all talk about.
No, I want to be 21 because I want to be legal to everything.
I'm legal.
In which country?
UK.
I knew it.
Act like you know.
Girl, I know.
Anyway, let me finish telling you about these here tights in case you're not following us on Twitter or if you're listening to this a little bit later on, because not everybody listens to us live. It is by one Miss Mel Mac 1. If you happen to have a Sims 3 account, you cannot get these without a Sims 3 account. As you all know, Sims 3 with the Katy Perry business and all that went live today. So if you must have some fishnets to complete your Sims whole Katy Perry look, these are free. Yeah, no cost. You go, you download it. And this particular girl has some excellent things. Unfortunately, I think you can look at them without being logged in. One here that Ginger would love because it's probably along the lines of what we're going to be talking about. She has one that's a steampunk avatar she created that has the haute couture lipstick in the middle and the black hair, the pale skin, the big floppy bow, the high-waisted belt, ruffled shirt, and the sleeves tied off that she made. She uses as her own personal avatar. Yes, Melmac is badass.
That's
awesome. Come in design some shit for us.
Oh,
know,
and
right?
check this. She also has on her page a Sim that looks just like Edward from Twilight. But that's not his. She calls him Count Senior, but he looks just like. He's just not sparkly. That's all he's missing.
Yeah, this sparkly.
That's not
sparkly.
He needs to be sparkly.
No.
So she made him better.
Yeah, she made him better. He does have some interesting traits. He's grumpy. He doesn't like to be outdoors. He's flirty. And he's a really great kisser.
Although, I have to admit. What the fuck's his name? Edward Cullen.
Yeah.
Real guy.
What's his
name? I don't know.
Who cares? We know who he
is. Who cares? Whoever he is, he has really sexy lips.
He does.
He's all kinds of sexy. I like when he's all hair all messed up. Yeah, that's my kind of guy
there. He's not really my kind at all.
He's my kind.
But he's got really sexy lips. I just want to be like, ooh, hello.
We are so not talking about clothes right now.
Sorry. She started linking all of the pictures.
Not my fault.
Is totally. It's always Snow's fault.
Hey.
What?
While we're here, I like to give a shout out to Lil Ray Ray and Pistol Starter. Lil Pistol Starter.
Wow. Wait, weren't we calling that dude from Anonymous?
Lil Ray Ray? Yes, exactly.
Lil Ray Ray. Oh, my God. Lil Ray Ray and Pistol Starter. If you missed our news this morning, you got to go back and listen. Okay, onward.
Onward. All right, so tonight we are talking about steampunk clothing?
Yes, we are. Do you want to go first or me?
Actually, I'm running this ship.
Oh, well. All right, Missy.
So, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you visit Sim? Could you tell us about some of your favorite steampunk Sims? I'm going to be English tonight. Your favorite steampunk Sims?
I think I did actually use some of the steampunk in one of the Sims I was in a long time ago. It was kind of an Alice in Wonderland themed Sim with a little bit of a twist to it, and it was actually quite fun to do, and it was a little awkward at times, but the RP wasn't that good, but once you got into it, it was fun. And I did actually use some of the steampunk outfits and the shoes and the hats and the dresses, which were quite nice.
Now, did it have a storyline? Did it have a storyline?
It did, actually. It did. The Sim did actually have a storyline. You actually did have an Alice in Wonderland theme. You had the Queen of Hearts. You had the Cheshire Cat. You had the rabbit. The white rabbit. Mm-hmm. You had that. All of it was all in there, and you had it. It was just whole theme, and it was a little off. It was a little more macabre than the actual Alice in Wonderland. It was more like Alice the Game, you know. Yeah, it was a little more like that, but not quite as dark. It was just a little more fun than that. A little lighter, but it was still. It had some very macabre, very, very
You're slipping out of your accent, darling.
No, sorry. Sorry.
You're slipping out of your accent a bit, darling.
I know. I lose it from time to time, and it's really hard to do because it's not my natural accent. So,
bloody Comcast! It's taking away my connection. I may be gone in a moment.
Oop! It's not good. I can't do that for long. I can do Southern real well, though. We can do Southern all night.
Well, that's because we're always in the Southern.
It's because we're all Southern.
We'd all be Southern. Right. I'm mad. Oh, my God.
Wow. Holy cow. Woman.
What?
Wow.
You could be a Texanista and burp.
I tell you, woman. Okay, so what about you, Jinja? What is your favorite?
I have. Oh, it's hard to choose. It's hard to choose. Dude, I guess the first one I'm going to go with.
But you go ahead. Go ahead.
The first one I'm going to go with is technically a Sim, but it's a Sim built around a club. And I wouldn't have actually found it, but a friend of mine introduced me to it, and I've only been a couple of times. Engine Steampunk Gay Club. It's, of course, for the gay community, and they have beautiful, beautiful steampunk Sims they built around this whole club, and it's gorgeous. And you should go and you should explore it. There are stores everywhere. These boys know how to decorate. They have all the best steampunk everything, and I love it. I go, it's so beautiful. So many stores. The club is brilliant.
It's probably brilliant.
Yes, do you remember a lot of the stuff? All right, the wedding that I had with Bodhi, the steampunk wedding.
Oh, ouch! That hurt. That's it. What?
I know, right? I know, right? But you remember all the steampunk stuff.
Snow missed your wedding, so now that you have now slipped this out and that it was steampunk and she missed it and she knows
about
it.
Are you fucking kidding me? What? Somebody else got married and I wasn't fucking invited?
This was at the beginning.
This is way back.
I don't give a fuck. Don't invite me?
I had said and then,
Okay, you bitches are on my shit list, for real. Lori Dunn got married like 1,500 times. I've never, ever been invited. I've never seen it happen. I've known you for how many years now? And now Ginger gets married. It's her first marriage. And we got her going.
No, it wasn't.
It don't matter. You know what? It was her first.
That was my first wedding.
That was not your first wedding.
That was to my first wedding.
Well, you had more than one? And I haven't been invited to any?
Nobody was really invited to the second one.
Bitch, please. You know what? Both y'all bitches are dead to me.
But that was the first one. I was partnered before, but there was no wedding. The second time was the boating. It lasted all of, 2 weeks?
I've only gotten married twice in Second Life. And Corey has been to both.
I was partnered a couple of times, but I was only technically married inside Second Life twice.
You're dead to me. I love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going on 8 months, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I knew that wedding wasn't going to last time.
Yeah. That was bad.
Anyway, back to fashion now that these bitches are dead to me.
baby, don't be like that, baby. Mm-hmm. I love you, baby. Don't be like that.
I know you just didn't, girl, bitch.
I'll let you touch the fluffy cakes when I see you.
Girl, I got my own fluffy cakes.
Yes, but you've touched yours already. Mm-hmm.
That's
don't
true.
Don't act like you don't want
That's
it.
That's true. I am full of too much sugar. Okay, so now, ladies, talk to me. What's...
I'm sorry.
Talk to me. Tell me who's good steampunk, who's bad steampunk. And I'm looking to see if there's any steampunk events going on.
There is. There's a steampunk hunt going on right now, and I want to say it's one of the main ones, too.
Explain to the people what a hunt is, per se, although we may have done so before. Explain to them.
A hunt is where a group of designers get together with their stores, and they all create either an item or several items for this hunt. And then they hide, for this hunt in particular, it's a cog. It's a gear, a brass gear that's hidden inside their store.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to search for it. And when you find it, you can click on the gear and you get a prize, which is going to be whatever that particular store has made for that hunt.
I see.
Yes, yes, yes. And I got a beautiful, beautiful pose the other day. It's a couple pose. They're on some kind of steampunk chariot. And, yeah.
Now,
that's actually what got me into Second Life, was the steampunk hunt.
That got you into Second Life, really?
Yes, yes. None of the other things really interested
Snow,
me.
Do you hear
steampunk
that?
Hunt.
Did you hear that, Snow? The steampunk is what got her into Second Life.
Well, that brought me into Second Life. I wasn't really
It had nothing to do with us.
Okay, well, y'all brought me, y'all introduced me to Second Life, but I really wasn't enthused, and then I went on a hunt.
Too late, I'm hurt, I'm going to need new shoes. Mm-hmm.
No new shoes for you.
I'm going to need new shoes.
No.
Now, you all still haven't told me, who is your favorite steampunk? Who do you really, really like? Who just really just buzz your brain?
Well, Snow, I'll let you go first.
All right. My my favorite is actually Grimm Brothers. And that's not Brothers spelled out, it's B-R-O-S.
Oh.
Like Grimm Bros. Okay.
Grimm Bros.
But Grimm Brothers is actually where I got all of my steampunk stuff, and I love her textures are rich and they're just wonderful. And she spends so much time doing this, but she has shoes which have like gears and cogs and bows, and one of them had spiders on them. I obviously didn't get that one because I'm arachnophobic. But they also have hats. She has dresses which are off the chain. She has...
Here's a free one, by the way. I'm looking at what you're talking about. Ladies, a free one here that I saw in the marketplace. I think I'm going to have this.
It's really, really good, too. They have accessories. They even have body parts you can use. She has a spine you can have on the outside of your... Oh, yeah, I love that one. She has a spine you can have on the outside of your avatar. She has like a... it looks like you have a heart with a door, like you can open it up and take the heart out. She has... just regular shirts. She has boots. She has just all sorts of things. I can't even tell you everything this woman has made. She has the best imagination. I'm just so, so impressed with her work. And I actually was introduced to this by somebody who was my partner at one point in time.
No names.
We don't talk anymore. We don't.
Do I know them?
Kind of. It was the whole, well, everybody knows Saj, but it was the whole debacle with Saj. It was the guy after him.
I don't know.
Jane was his name. But as in, like, Firefly, Jane.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
If you're in Second Life and you have anything, like you like steampunk at all, go to Grimm Brothers, G-R-I-M, space, B-R-O-S. Look it up. Check it out. It is, I love this store.
Let me tell you what the beauty is of being able to be doing this show and talking about Second Life is while I'm sitting here, I'm shopping in Second Life. And I'm not even in the game is what the coolness is. I'm outside the game.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Second Life Marketplace.
Yeah, let me just go ahead and make Ginger squeal really quick when I show her these shoes from Grimm Brothers.
Snow,
you might want to pull your ear away from me.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready. Go for it.
She's going to go up in the high register.
I've seen those and I want those.
They are awesome.
I can't imagine what I'd wear them with.
Girl, wear them with anything.
I know. I know. I swear. At that point, just because of those shoes, I think I'd just go with, like, pasties. Because I just want to show off the shoes.
Right? Okay, so for our people who are not listening, wait a minute. What happened to my chat room?
I don't know.
My chat room is gone.
I'm still in as co-host.
Yeah, still here for me, too.
All right. Well, I must have closed it. For those of you who are like, what the hell are they talking about? Again, if you were in our chat room during Pixamista, you would be able to see. However, let me tell you what they most look like. Bayonetta's shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They are beautiful. There are cogs everywhere. They look like they are brass.
Yeah, that's what Bayonetta's shoes look like. You need to tell
they're just
the only thing that's missing is the guns and the heel. But, yeah, they look very much like Bayonetta's shoes. I like
them. I'm telling you, she has the prettiest stuff. And I think she might even have a full avatar somewhere or another because her store is just fucking huge.
Yes, her store
is
huge.
Oh, and she has skins as well. You can have, like, if you want to look like a steel person or something, she has a steel bot skins. She has electronic skins, brass skins.
She's the one who makes that awesome tummy talker, too, the gross one.
Yes. Oh, my God. She's so funny. I just love her. I love
her. Yes,
okay,
yes.
I'm in trouble because y'all know I love me some hat and fascinator, and this is a 2-for-1.
She's got everything.
This business right here. Oh my God! So those of you who are listening, again, you got to come in Second Life and play with this. This particular hat is called Dark Eden, and it is like a top hat, and it's got dark roses, and it's got the feathers, and the veil, and the little. Oh man, that business right there.
That is beautiful. Ooh. That is gorgeous.
And the great thing about steampunk and her stuff is it's not supposed to look like the mesh dresses wear. So this still works now. Even with the mesh, her clothes still work because the dresses are meant to look a little, boxy,
Yes.
Like, they're not meant to be svelte and, and hugging to your figure or anything like that. They're meant to be how they are. So it still will work, even with mesh.
I got to learn how to do this mess business. I
she
really
makes
some do.
Beautiful things. Oh, I still want those damn shoes. Oh. All right. Well, my store is actually not a clothing store. The store that I want to mention is the Epic Toy Factory.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you've ever been, but they make toys of all sorts, but they specialize in steampunk toys. Actually, their last year's hunt that I did, I got a steam forest, and that is where everything in the box is metal. It's metal and copper and tubes, and it's whimsy, and it's beautiful.
And they're not on the marketplace.
No, you cannot buy them. You could only get them in this hunt. But at this toy store, they have all sorts of amazing steampunk toys and skyboxes and everything. Anything you want steampunk to decorate with, they're most likely going to have. They're going to have furniture, all sorts of bric-a-brac, knick-knacks.
Bric-a-brac.
I love
awesome
that word.
Word.
Bric-a-brac. That is an awesome word.
Just amazing, beautiful.
Everybody likes bric-a-brac.
Yes. Everybody does.
Everybody loves bric-a-brac.
Everybody loves parfaits. That's just what it reminded me of.
Parfaits that's the coolest thing on the whole damn planet. Everybody loves parfaits. Something is wrong with us.
Yes.
I have to include myself in that this time. Something is wrong.
Something is wrong with us. But it's fun, though.
Why in my head?
GLaDOS got you. GLaDOS got you.
She's been getting me. Why in my head is it the 12th? Does GLaDOS still have me?
No, you're good.
No.
Comcast is after me, I told y'all.
You done pissed them off.
Clotu. I'm all confused. I don't know. Somebody has me. The Matrix. I don't know.
What the hell?
Okay.
Sorry.
That is a no-no.
Sorry.
Now, here is a question. Oh, good God. I typed in steampunk on the marketplace, and the first two things that came up, I'm going to have to hands above the desk. Ooh, okay. See, they're laughing, but I'm going to show them a picture so they can join my reverie, my two. And I this one we will not be telling you all about. Y'all go ahead and enjoy that. Okay, so. Wow.
Oh, I got to log in for this shit? What the hell?
Yeah.
Whoa. All right, hold up. I got to move my little Skype
Whoa!
Window.
Okay. Holla at us, sister.
That's nice. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Now, either of you ever been to Indira Originals? Indira? What do y'all think?
Yes.
I was distracted by the picture you showed me.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Right. What do you think about her steampunk? She has a few items there that are kind of steampunkish.
I haven't actually seen her stuff.
Let me share. Ginger, hands above the desk.
Sorry.
Stop staring at it.
Indira Originals, they sell a lot of really nice clothing. Do they sell stuff for steampunk?
That is part of their, they have a couple of pieces that are steampunk. That's one of them. The two-way vintage tailor coat, the leggings, the leather gloves. You know, I'm just, we kind of veered off the subject of Sims. Hers is one of those, is more of an artistic interpretation of steampunk, because obviously if you look through, who would wear, you know, the see-through cut-up, you know, pattern pantyhose, because I think steampunk, we were talking a couple of shows before, I think on a Thursday night, that steampunk was, you know, something that was created here, but based off of Victorian times. There's no way you'd see these Victorian women walking down the street in these shorty shorts and just pantyhose and a long coat.
No.
So I think hers is more artistic interpretation, but it's very pretty. I like her, you know, the ruffled sleeves and the her hem.
If you're going to be in a Victorian RP sim, if you're going to be in any kind of RP sim, I don't care if it's urban, Victorian, you know, futuristic, what the fuck ever, dress according to the theme.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Don't mess up the immersion. And for those of you that don't understand what immersion is, that's when you can lose yourself in the sim. And if I see some bitch walking around in a fucking bikini and a thong, okay, it's going to ruin things for me. What the fuck is this bitch wearing? It's going to ruin it.
Well, we all know role play is. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
I can hear.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Nobody can hear me.
Oh,
no,
there
I can
you
hear
are.
You, Corey.
You're okay.
Okay. Okay. Woo. So Ginger was the missing link. Ginger could hear both of us, but we can hear you. And I can hear you. You couldn't hear me. Oh, it was ugly.
Oh, we're back now. We're good. Whew.
We're back. Whew.
Ooh, that is sexy. I like that.
Okay, so now, but we know that role play is dying already.
Yes. It's very sad for me, because that's all I do.
Not just that, it's dying just everywhere. I think the last bastion is in Second Life, unfortunately, because I have been in, as y'all know, my City of Heroes, and I have a couple of characters that are basically called witches. And usually I model all their powers after, you know, magic, the magic class. So I had a guild that I created, Witches of the Mist, and I had a few people that would role play, but most people were like, you Dungeons and Dragons freaks, I don't like you. And I was like, if it wasn't for us Dungeons and Dragons freaks, you wouldn't even have this MMO. There would be no EverQuest, mm-hmm. WoW, City of Heroes, APB, mm-hmm. none of it. So you need to learn your history, boy. Smack him upside the head.
Yes.
So we all know it's going the way of the dinosaur, and what's worse is even some of the people that role play don't know how to dress.
Yes.
This guy that plays with one of my alts, I get confused when I see him. I don't know what he's doing. He is constantly in some kind of character, but I'm not sure what. Like, he types a whole lot of thee, thou, and so on and so forth. He says he plays in gore, but he's wearing Victorian clothes. And then he showed up one day, said he was Gorean, and he showed up like a werewolf. And I says, are you going to gore like that? And he says, well, yeah, I wear whatever I want to wear when I play. Okay, you're messing up, as Snow said, the whole immersion. Because if I see you walking around gore, if I own the sim, you wouldn't be walking around too much longer.
Nope. Yeah. I'd be like, you change or get out.
And then one you sent me to, one of y'all sent me to, very, very hardcore. Everybody there is dressed. You can't speak out loud, you know, out of character, which I like. But I was a little scared because it's been a while since I've been somewhere that hardcore. And everybody was dressed proper, even the slaves was dressed proper. We back to gory, and we always talk about gore. But
big thing inside Second Life.
Yeah, but nobody's done it right yet.
No, I mean, okay, one person, the person that I was with for a year or whatever, she actually did it right, but then she went a little crazy.
She didn't do it right either.
She almost did. She had some of it right, but
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. I know.
You know
I know.
What
What's up, girl?
What's up? How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? Ginger.
How you doing? I'm sorry. I'm sitting here looking at these stores. So I was
that what you're calling it? You're looking at the stores, huh? Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah. I was looking for the Ragdoll store, but then I got distracted by Wretched Dollies.
Okay. Tell us, what is Ragdolls? What is a Ragdoll store?
Ragdolls is a cheap steampunk-themed store. She has Ragdolls that is kind of all sorts of clothing, but it's mainly centered around steampunk. But she also has an offshoot that's just steampunk. And she makes, I wouldn't call it good quality, decent quality clothing for cheap. And there are MM boards, which if y'all don't know what those are, it's Midnight Mania. You can go into the store and touch them. And it puts you in a queue to win an item at midnight.
Yeah, I very seldom get... I don't like those. I like the boards now that are dependent on who's in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every 15 minutes. Those I love. Because I don't have to stay there long. It's like, I got places to be. I can't be hanging around. I don't want to be logged in at midnight so I can make sure I get your little box because my messages have overflowed or whatever. I forgot what it's called now. I can't think of it. You guys know what I'm talking about. Caps. My messages are caps, so I can't receive your gift. I don't want any of it.
Yeah. Well, and the other deal with Ragdolls is she also participates in a ton of these hunts. So you can get a shit ton worth of clothing for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not very good clothing. But, you know, if
you're... I thought you guys liked her.
She makes all right clothing, and I do suggest her. I mean, because, to be honest, there aren't too many stores that do steampunk that aren't going to charge you an arm and a leg. Most of these steampunk stores, because they are kind of an oddity, if you buy from them, you're going to pay through the nose for what they have to sell.
This is true. And
yep.
they get pretty elaborate with the steampunk. I've seen the sexual statues where you're hanging people and doing stuff to them that are steampunkish, and those are wait a minute, we got some late breaking news.
What do we got?
Well, this is funny because I just said this yesterday.
What?
Sim City is back.
Oh my God!
Wait, Sim City?
Sim City.
Sim City as in like the old Sim City
the
that
old,
you built games?
Yeah, heard,
are they redoing it or just bringing it back?
It's coming out next year for PC. Currently in development at Maxis Emeryville.
Yay!
At Village.
That's kind of fun, actually. I hope they don't fuck it up.
Oh, you and me both.
I was afraid you were going to say Sims Online was back. I was like, yeah, I don't...
Oh, that never went away. It's still going. We have some access. That's all I can tell you. We have access. See, you guys, you all are like, I'm bored. I want to play something new, but nobody ever calls me and asks me. I have all kinds of stuff over here. But we have some special access. The Sims Online is still around. Very much.
I thought they closed that.
No, ma'am. It closed to certain people, but not us.
So why did it close to only certain people?
I don't know why, and I don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I feel like, you know, serving some haggis in the Sims restaurant. This is how I roll.
Well, I get, more of what I'm thinking about there is I know a lot of my friends that I play with, especially that I've met in the role playing community, have come from Sims Online. I cannot talk today. I'm so congested. I'm trying to not sound congested, and it's making it worse.
It's not gonna help you. Give it up. Give it the cups.
I need to.
Give it up. Give it up.
Screw you, Texas, and you're flipping, changing back and forth weather. It was like 80 yesterday, and today it was 60.
Honey, that's just not just Texas. We're like that here, too.
No, it's not just that we got the spores, honey. We got the spores.
Everything's green and growing, and my eyes are red and itchy and swollen.
Oh, poor baby.
I know. Get a poor baby.
It's
so horrible. I need snow to come over and baby me.
I could totally do that.
That'd be hot.
Shut your allergies up. I'm sorry.
All right, so do you have another store, Miss Snow?
I do not, actually.
You do not? Awesome. Well, I crashed and lost mine.
Let me ask you something there, ladies.
Yes?
Okay. How do you like
let's say, steampunk adult toys. Have you seen many of those?
I actually have not, but I think that would be a very interesting thing to do.
I have seen them.
Ooh.
Wait, how have you seen them and I have not?
Because you know what
because,
she did.
You know how she
do you remember
works.
The Bodhi character I was talking about at the first wedding that you had?
Oh, girl.
He knew I liked steampunk, so he made or he bought a steampunk a dirigible house. Mm-hmm. I probably said that wrong. And that was awesome. And then he decorated it with adult steampunk items. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, I had to laugh because I knew what was coming.
But there was the bed that I thought was god-awful ugly. There was everything in it, tables, chairs. Everything had some kind of sex animation. I was like, really? Are you kidding me? I'm not sitting on this.
I guess he really just wanted to have sex.
Yes, apparently with everybody. Mm.
Yeah, true story.
Mm. You men out there, sometimes. Mm.
Oh, and I got an update on that the other day. I was like, dude, I don't care.
Save it for later. Save it for later.
No.
Save it for later. Okay. wow. Okay, so. I'm sorry.
I think I have think I might g- actually like to play with those toys.
I have the giggles.
Why do you have the giggles?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Whew. I'm sorry. It was a lovely thing. Okay. Continue. You want to play with the toys? What happened?
I'm still wondering what you're doing to make you giggle like that.
I'm not doing anything. Can I not just be happy for a couple of seconds?
No, you got something going on.
Right? Something is happening. And I want to know.
I don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all. Mm, okay, so it's about time. Oh, you know what we missed?
What?
Fashion Week in Second Life. There was actually one during the real Fashion Week this time. I don't know why they decided it needed to be then. What is it, the store you guys were visiting? Super Whore?
Whore Couture.
Yes.
Now, this is not Haute Couture. This is, or Haute Couture, whatever the fuck it is. This is Whore Couture, really, really.
Yes, and I shopped the shit out of that place.
Girl, I got myself
also
a landmark.
March Mesh Madness going on right now.
Really?
Send me a link to that, too, yo.
Okay.
There's something wrong with y'all.
You're mm-hmm. going to need to message me because I lost your...
Bitch.
I know, right?
Did she fuss? Do you know how many alts you have and we have to wait to get them and then when we get them, she created a new one. We got to find them out. And then, no, we can't keep up with you.
I don't have that many now, for real. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. I got six.
I don't have... You have more than I do now. Mm-hmm.
I always had six. What do you mean more than you do now? I always had six.
I know. I don't have as many now.
Yeah. Oh, that was tasty. I'm sorry. I'm drinking Dr. Pepper. That's where the giggles was coming from.
Gross, actually.
What's gross?
All right.
My Dr. Pepper's gross? Are you kidding me?
Well, it was you clearing your throat, but then I did it too, so it's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay now since she did it.
Of course.
Okay, so guys, tell me about this Whore Couture because we are all off topic tonight, as you all know how.
It is a huge, and I'm talking huge, fashion shindig where I think, what, over 50 stores got together.
Is it a shindig or a hootenanny?
It's a shindig and a hootenanny all rolled into one.
Yes, yes. And if you looked at the landing place, there's a big board in front of you with a bunch of little boxes. Click on each of those. It's free gifts.
Mm.
So, yeah, free stuff. Whee!
So it's a shin nanny.
It's a stuff mainly. It's supposed to be for the whole SL sexual side, you know? It's supposed to be all whorish, slutty clothes. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is the same stuff that we've seen mm-hmm. prior. It's no different than the regular everyday slut wear that you see around. Mm-hmm. Maybe a new color. There are a couple of new things. There were some mesh dresses. There were three offered from Explosion and one from somewhere else, and I got them all.
Of course you did.
Yes. Yes, mesh. Nom, 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 nom.
Well, I really want the whore stuff.
There is a lot. And look inside if you go to each, because I made sure I walked. I did it, like, methodically. And I went to each store and got all the gifts that were inside the stores, and then I sat there on that board and got all the free gifts on the board, too.
So I'm totally going to have to do that.
Yes, 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 yes. But it's pretty much, it's SL for wear. And, all right, I know I've been told before, isn't SL all about sex? SL's not all about sex, but it is a good portion.
Mm-hmm. I have no comment.
So anything you want to see there? I saw a lot of the schoolgirl outfits.
Yes.
Only a couple of them done well. I saw a lot of stripper shoes that I want. Oh, my God. I saw so many shoes. I saw skins. Beliza was even there. And Beliza, is it Beliza? Beliza? Oh, anyways, they don't usually.
Beliza, maybe?
Beliza?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, they don't usually participate in these things. And they were there.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They're very anti.
Yep.
They were there, and they have a special skin out just for the whore fair. That's what I'm calling it, whore fair.
That's a good. That's better than the other word. I like that better. Whore fair. It's a whore fair. Whore.
It's a whore fair.
You dirty whore fair.
You dirty whore.
Yes. So there was a lot of that going on. There was a lot of little skimpy dresses, a lot of lace I saw. A lot of pink. Oh, so much pink.
I really don't like pink.
I like pink in moderation.
I hate pink.
I'm going to show up at your next wedding wearing pink.
I know you are.
Supposedly, if you look around, I couldn't find them myself, but I was lagging like a mofo. There are condoms hidden around inside the stores with free items.
For what? What are you going to catch?
I know there's
hugs where you
can't. I think it's a hunt.
Them.
I think it's supposed to be a hunt.
It's about that time to go.
You can hear my music? Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So I think it's about that time. We were totally off topic today, but that's all right because we rock. You can tune in tomorrow to catch Ginger and Corey as they put their thing down and give you the news. And then make sure to tune in on Thursday because we are going to be, you know, raw like we always are. And we might have a little blast of testosterone as well. Mass Blaster might be joining us. We'll see if he's able to. Yeah. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't, because you know we're good like that. You girls have anything you want to say?
See you guys tomorrow morning.
Yes, tomorrow morning, bright and early.
And remember, it's Thursday night to listen because we got an expose on websites that borrow other people's content to build their gaming website. That's right. I'm going
to
tell you who it is.
I cannot wait to go off on that.
This yeah. is?
Yes. Oh, it's going to be hot.
All right. Peace out, bitches.
They told me, girl, you need pussy control. Pussy control. Pussy got bank in her pocket before she got dick in her drawers. His brother didn't have good and plenty of his own. In love, pussy never did fall. And this fool named Trick wanna stick her. Talking more shit than a bitch. About how you gonna make pussy a star if she come to sing a lick on his head. He said, nigga, you crazy if you don't know. Every woman in the world ain't a freak. You go platinum four times, still couldn't make what I make in a week. So push up on somebody, wanna hear that. Cause there's somebody here don't wanna know. Boy, you better act like you understand. With pussy control. Another piece of your ear. I wanna hip you all to the reason I'm known as a player of the year. Cause I met this girl named Pussy at the club in a national bar. She was rolling 4 deep, 3 sisters and a weepy eyed white girl driving her home. I pulled up right beside her and my electric top went down. I said, motherfucker, I know your reputation and I'm astounded that you're here. I fear you're lonely and you want to know. I
up, nigga. That don't give a shit that you're losing control. Well, I'm not that nigga. At least I wanna be. But it's gonna be hard as hell. Keep my mind off a body that will make every rich man want to sell. Can I tell you what I'm thinking?